USDA's Risk Management Agency recently announced the Stacked Income Protection Plan, otherwise known as STACS, will be available to upland cotton producers through the Federal Crop Insurance Program beginning with the 2015 crop year. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, says STACS is a new insurance product authorized by the Farm Bill, and it's only for upland cotton.
It's an area-based revenue policy that producers will purchase through their insurance agent. It's designed to cover that range of revenue at a county level basis from 90% of expected revenue down to 70% expected revenue. So hopefully covering a level of risk that producers have not been able to affordably cover in the past. Producers will pay a portion of the premium, but the premium subsidy is set at 80%. So hopefully that will also make it an affordable option for producers.
Adams says they are pleased with the progress that RMA has been making.
They have put a tremendous amount of effort into developing the STACS product and working out the details, and it appears they're on track to have it available for the 2015 crop. Some of the initial information and policy documents are already posted on the Risk Management Agency's website, with additional details to follow as we move further into September or maybe by the 1st of October. So that'll give producers more details so they know a lot more about the product as they get ready for the 2015 season.
And Adams reminds cotton growers that since STACS is not available until 2015, the Cotton Transition Assistance Program was developed.
It provides a payment to producers who have a farm that had upland cotton base on it in the 2013 crop. It'll be paid on that basis and provide assistance to producers for this 2014 year. So producers are encouraged to do that and do it in a timely manner and hopefully get in September and get that sign-up done. So they'll have that assistance as part of their safety net for 2014.
And USDA's Farm Service Agency reminds growers that sign-up for CTAP runs through October 7th. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.